Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. In this episode, we look at films set in the world of gambling. I hope you enjoy the show. Throughout the history of Hollywood, gambling has provided a popular basis for a plot. It's a fascinating premise. People locked together in a shared hope of winning something for nothing, but more often experiencing the despair of losing. In 1935, Paul Mooney and Bette Davis starred in Bordertown, about Johnny Ramirez, played brilliantly by Paul Mooney, from the poor side of LA, who graduates as a lawyer, but realises he has to get smart to succeed. He travels south to the border, where he gets a job as a bouncer in a casino. He soon graduates to becoming the joint owner, but he's in love with the rich society girl and is oblivious to the love of his partner's wife, played by Bette Davis. This is La Golondrina, sung by Olimpia Delgado.
Yeah.
In 1949, Mervyn LeRoy made Any Number Can Play, with a great performance by Clark Gable as Charlie King, a self-made man, an ex-gambler who wins a gambling joint in a card game and finds his whole life in jeopardy over the course of one night. This is It Looks Like Rain in Cherry Blossom Lane by Ambrose and his orchestra. In Dark City, an unemotional Charlton Heston and his pals fleece a new guy in town at a poker game and find the inevitable fallout catching up with them when the guy commits suicide. Lizabeth Scott also stars as Heston's love interest, although he's not that interested. Here's I Don't Want to Walk Without You, sung by Lizabeth Scott but dubbed by Trudy Stevens, although I don't know why. Lizabeth Scott had a good voice.
All our friends keep knocking at the door. They've asked me out 100 times or more. But all I say is leave me in the gloom, and here I stay within my lonely room. I don't want to walk without you, baby. Walk without my arm about you, baby. I thought the day you left me behind I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind, but now I find that I don't wanna walk without the sunshine. Why'd you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back, or you'll break my heart for me. 'Cause I don't wanna walk without you, no. other. Sunshine, now why'd you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back, or you break my heart for me. Cause I don't want to walk without you. No.
Before the Pink Panther series, Blake Edwards made some more serious work, and in 1957 he made Mr. Corey with Tony Curtis playing a kid from the slums of Chicago intent upon improving his status. He plays good poker and teams up with Charles Bickford, an older player, who stakes him. As in Border Town, Corey is obsessed with a society girl, Martha Heyer, and can't see that her sister, played by Catherine Grant, is the right one for him. Herman Stein was famous for his outstanding work on the scores of 50s sci-fi films at the time, and did a good job. Here's the opening titles music. We'll now jump 8 years to 1965 and visit The Cincinnati Kid, Norman Jewison's classic with Steve McQueen, Edward G. Robinson, Carl Malden, Tuesday Weld and Anne Margaret. Steve McQueen, the young pretender, wants to sit down with Edward G., the reigning poker champ, and Carl Malden sets it up in 1930s New Orleans, the birthplace of poker. Edward G. said it was the best performance of his life, as it, I quote, summed up his life, a gamble, unquote. Spencer Tracy was originally cast in Edward G.'s role. Sam Peckinpah was the original director, and Tuesday Weld replaced Sharon Tate. Here's Ray Charles singing the title song, written by Lalo Schifrin and Dorcas Cochran.
Cincinnati, a kid with no A's in the hole, on a hot poker pot, Cincinnati had staked his heart and soul. Played night and day like a demon, and prayed for that one day, when the lush, royal flush of his dreaming is just a game away. Beyond all the green felt shadows, his own queen of hearts will wait. But till he's king of the green shadows, she'll wait and wait and wait. For sure as the cards will be falling and chips in the pot pyramid, for a book Lady Luck will be calling. Oh, the sun
Cincinnati, yeah. I mean the Cincinnati, yeah. Whoa, whoa, the Cincinnati, yeah. Whoa, the Cincinnati, yeah. I'm talking about that, the Cincinnati.
The following year, 1966, came Big Deal at Dodge City, or A Big Hand for the Little Lady, with Henry Fonda and Joanna Woodward playing a couple passing through town who bet all their savings on a poker game. The supporting cast is quite superb. Jason Robards, Charles Bickford, again, but here making his final film, Burgess Meredith, Kevin McCarthy, and a surprise cameo by Paul Ford, also known as Colonel Hall from the Phil Silvers Show. This is a very entertaining film with a surprising twist at the end. An excellent script by Sidney Carroll, known for The Hustler, helped Fielder Cook, known primarily as a TV director, to make a great movie. This is the main title's music by David Raxin. In 1973 came The Sting, which was phenomenally successful, winning 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director, George Roy Hill, and Best Leading Actor, Robert Redford. Jack Nicholson almost got Redford's role when he lost interest for a while, and Warren Beatty missed out too. It's a feel-good movie, with two bums out-conning the conmen. The success of the movie brought the work of Scott Joplin back into the public eye, and the soundtrack featured his ragtime compositions, marvellously arranged by Marvin Hamlisch. Here's The Entertainer. Thank you. A year later, Carol Rice gave us The Gambler, starring James Caan as a college professor addicted to gambling. But not just on cards, he gambles on anything. It was a dark portrait and showed the devastating effect the addiction can have on someone's life and the people around them. It was remade badly in 2014 with Mark Wahlberg. Here's the main title's music by Jerry Fielding. Bugsy, in 1991, offers a fascinating history of Las Vegas and Bugsy Siegel's dream of building a gambling mecca in the middle of the desert. Warren Beatty is on top form playing Bugsy Siegel, and it's very well made by Barry Levinson. It received 2 Oscars for set design and costumes, and another 8 nominations, including 2 for Best Supporting Actor for Harvey Keitel and Ben Kingsley. It's a long film, but thoroughly absorbing. This is Peggy Lee singing, "Why Don't You Do It Right? Get Me Some Money Too."
You had a plenty money, 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right, like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right, like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wanderer now from door to door. Why don't you do right, like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you do right, like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you do right, like some other men do? Like some other men do.
In 1996, Paul Thomas Anderson made his feature film directing debut with Hard Eight, a truly captivating film about the cold world of the gambler. The manufactured environments in Las Vegas, where the casinos are open 24 hours a day, peopled by the industry's staff who unemotively share the same world as the addicts and professionals. It's all accurately portrayed by Philip Baker Hall as the aging, wise, toughened pro gambler, Sidney, who takes John C. Reilly, the young beginner, under his wing and carefully grooms him into a winning player. It's a similar plot to Mr. Corey, of which I spoke earlier, but introduces Gwyneth Paltrow in one of her outstanding roles as Clementine, the cocktail waitress, who John falls for. We then watch the inevitable unravelling of their world. There's an early appearance of Philip Seymour Hoffman at the craps table, and Samuel Jackson's in it too. Anderson showed his ability in this film and has made some great movies since, Boogie Nights, Magnolia, and There Will Be Blood, to name just three. This is Frankie Avalon with Christmas Medley. Finally, I'd like to mention Owning Mahoney from 2003, in which Philip Seymour Hoffman plays an obsessed gambler who unfortunately never wins. He gets into trouble by borrowing money from the bank he manages in Toronto to fund his habit. John Hurt plays the casino boss who has become Hoffman's friend, and the scenes between them are very well played. It's based on a true story which led to $10 million being gambled away. As is normally the case in gambling, almost all of these films end on a sad note, as the grim reality of losing hits home. I'll leave you with the Insects playing the opening theme music from Owning Mahoney.